You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Attention all active military and veterans. If you have honorably served in the armed forces, then you qualify for a VA home loan, guardsmen and reservists included. This program offers 100% financing. You have earned this exclusive benefit. 100% financing means no money down for a home purchase. Your service is your down payment. But if you're looking to refinance, then you can cash out up to 100% of your home's value. Unlock the equity in your home by refinancing today. It's time to pay off that high-interest credit card debt and make those home improvements, or take a vacation. Alabama Home Mortgage appreciates your service to our nation. Call us today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, so we can thank you personally. That's 567-4223. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Peppertree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Peppertree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at Peppertree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30, Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
And thank you for listening this morning. And Rich, you want to give us a quick recap here as we get ready for news and views? Barron has arrived in the building.
Yeah, Barron was talking about how it's the coldest you can remember, right? I mean, you also mentioned how it was worse the closer you got into town from Pike Road because of the ice on the road and everything like that.
Yeah, the cars have basically now packed it down to ice.
It's miserable.
There's very little traction left on the road.
And if you weren't with us earlier in the hour, we recommend if you are looking for an escape to a warmer town, Nome, Alaska is 3 degrees warmer right now. They're at 21 with a wind chill of 19. We are at 14 with a wind chill of -3 here in Montgomery. Winds gusting to 26 miles per hour. Today's high temperature 31. Well, that means that we don't make it past freezing. And tonight's low, everything freezes again. Overnight low temperature down to about 17. Tomorrow sunshine, 43 the high, near 20 tomorrow night. So the big problem is the roadways. All the local EMAs said stay off the roads. They issued what's called a civil emergency, and that includes every county locally, including Dallas, Lowndes, Autauga, Elmore, Montgomery, Macon, what am I leaving out, Tallapoosa. They're all under a civil emergency. Do not travel on the roads unless it's an emergency, period. So, Barron, we're glad you're feeling better.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's an emergency.
Good to see you.
Glad you made it in.
Now,
I'm going to try and go home, but I have a $20 bill in my pocket that I'll give you if you decide to stay too happy hour. The whole 20.
My cough is coming back, Greg.
The whole 20. I'm going to try and get home. We'll see how that works out.
Yeah.
And because that was my concern this morning. I figured I could get in. It was the getting home that worried me. We'll see.
I'm going to the Home Weather Center to do the weather, and I can be very efficient there.
And I'm going to the home bed where I'm going to take a little nap. But, Rich, thanks for a yeoman's effort this
Absolutely.
Morning. And
yeah,
you know who is next.
I object, Your Honor. This trial is a travesty. It's a travesty of a mockery, of a sham, of a mockery, of a travesty, of two mockeries, of a sham. I move for a mistrial. Do you realize there's not a single homosexual on that jury?
Yes, there is.
Oh, really? Which one? Is it the big guy at the end?
The man they call the Baron? Yes, you've heard of him. I expected him to be an older man. He's, well, handsome.
WACV, Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster.
It's not just Democrats' demands threatening a partial government shutdown Friday night. Some Republicans opposed their leader's plan for a one-month temporary spending bill.
Mark Meadows told reporters the plan didn't provide enough money for the military.
There's not support for the current leadership plan as proposed.
The continuing resolution included money for the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, but there was no fix for the DACA program, something Democrats say is essential.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. The Trump administration is cutting aid to Palestinians.
The head of the UN's Relief and Welfare Agency, responsible for helping Palestinians, calling the U.S. decision regrettable and appealing for donations from other countries. This after the State Department said it would withhold around half of its planned funding for the agency, keeping back $65 million.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Travel is not a good idea this morning. The roads are still hazardous in many areas. Now the big story becomes the cold. Single-digit wind chill factors. Windy, very cold day today with a high temperature barely up to about 33. Northwest winds 15 to 22 miles per hour make it seem colder. Tonight, the winds die down. Clear, very cold. Overnight low 18. Tomorrow, mid-40s for a high. Sunshine, low 20s again tomorrow night. Then on Friday, a little better with a high in the low 50s. Please stay off the roads. Get our weather app on your phone as well. It'll help you out during this weather situation. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A winter weather advisory in effect for Alabama today and tomorrow. Governor Kay Ivey's issued a state of emergency ahead of potential severe winter weather today. There is the potential for snow, possibly ice, starting late this afternoon and into Wednesday. Get Rich Thomas's weather app. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather, and keep listening to this Blue Water radio station for weather updates from the Rich Thomas Weather Network. If you need a place to shelter, Beulah Baptist Church, 3703 Roser Parks Avenue, will be open this afternoon at 5 p.m. Volunteers are also needed at the center. Montgomery Police Department released its 2017 crime statistics. Overall, crime in the capital city down, but violent crime was up 1.58%. Criminal homicides, aggravated assaults showed an increase. Aggravated assaults tracks the number of shots fired into cars and occupied dwellings. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, how's the new year looking?
Oh, the new year's great. I'm so glad to be in 2018. Everything here at Eastbrook is wonderful.
This is a great time of year to drop by Eastbrook Flea Market and find all the treasures.
When you come in, we've got the rocking chairs up front and coffee and cookies. You'll hear 50s music, but we've got some wonderful mahogany furniture. We've got the record collections. We've got books that are anywhere from 50 cents on up. There's anything you want to find, you can find it here at Eastbrook.
Tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have three floors. We have around 200 vendors. Each vendor is wonderful. They take care of their spaces and it's clean.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Mr. Sandman.
Happy New Year. 2018 is bringing a lot of changes to the mattress industry, and Mr. Sandman must liquidate hundreds of fabulous mattresses from Serta, Beauty Rest, Restonic, Jameson, and other factories to make room for new models. Because I actually stock hundreds of mattresses, when changes take place, Mr. Sandman has to wheel and deal to clear warehouse and floor space. We are also overstocked with adjustable bases, beds, and luxurious pillows. We still have a few sets left over from our fire sale for you serious bargain hunters. Our premium sets include Talalay latex, hybrids, and of course, numerous memory foam mattresses. We stock twins, fulls, queen, and king sets, and we'll sell odd box springs and mismatched sets. I will attend several shows in January to select my 2018 lineup, so I really need to liquidate much of my inventory fast. No interest financing and delivery are available. With around 90 models to choose from, amazing discount prices, and excellent customer service, it's a no-brainer to visit us in Montgomery or Millbrook for your mattress and headboard needs. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
11 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock. I'm alive. I didn't think I would be alive. I didn't think I'd be here today live. And my ears are plugged up, so my headphones sound really hollow right now. But I'm going to get through this. Guys, welcome into News and Views. This was supposed to be a replay today, so we are we're winging it by the seat of our pants.
Freewheeling Bob Dylan.
I did. I spoke with Jack Campbell this morning. He obviously will not be in. He was not scheduled to be in today because we were going to do a replay today for flu recovery and snow preparedness and all that. But I started feeling better earlier than expected and decided to make the trek on in. The roads are slick and dangerous. Don't do it yourself. I'm always amused by people who make it to the radio station or make it to the television station and then say, don't go to work. The roads are too awful for you plebes to drive on. I, being a trained professional, can make it on these roads, but you morons out there cannot. Hey, look, if I can do it, any of you guys can do it.
No.
But don't do it. Don't do it. I'm not saying there's something special about it. Emily joins us, by the way.
Well, you know, you said plebes. I don't think any of us think that way.
I don't. I'm just, it's the way
it
comes off.
I think that we have an obligation to be here when we can, whenever there's some kind of situation.
Emergency professionals.
Yeah, and just like doctors and nurses have to go in as well.
Doctor saves lives. We play Good Time Sally by Rare Earth.
Yeah.
You know, hey.
You're getting it all wrong. We provide a service.
We do provide a service.
And I left at 4 o'clock this morning to get here.
Did you really?
It's 4:09.
Oh. I've been up since 1:30. I did sleep for about an hour and a half after that, but I've been up for the better part of since 1:30.
The text with Greg and Rich and Jay started about 2:45, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I just decided I'm up anyway.
Well, when you sleep so much, and let me tell you too, by the way, wash your hands and take precautions to avoid the flu this season. That flu is no joke. That flu is no joke.
Yeah, some people take medicine, too.
I take Kleenex.
Yeah.
That flu is no joke. Now, I did the last few days take amounts of vitamin C, liposomal vitamin C, that if I say it on air, some of the good physicians that are in our audience will call and say, you know, Baron, that's probably dangerous to take that much vitamin C. So I'm not going to name the quantities out loud, but I will say I was in the neighborhood of 3,000 milligrams an hour there for a while. I backed that off to about 3,000 milligrams every 90 minutes to 2 hours once it started having its effect. And let me tell you, if you go find liposomal vitamin C, not the chewable kind, not the gummies, sure enough, liposomal vitamin C. It's vitamin C encapsulated in something that doesn't break down in your digestive tract. And oh my gosh, it will bounce you back like that.
Yeah, you had some crazy talk there for a little while.
What are you talking about? I'm good. I'm ready to go.
No, I mean like when you were all in your fever pitch or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I did not understand what you were saying. Like,
no, my wife kept saying, you got to get in a cold bath. You got to get in a cold bath. I was like, why? She's like, you're talking but making no sense. I was like, I'm making sense in my head. Everything I'm saying
makes
sense.
Yeah, I get a text message that says, I figured it out.
Hey, I probably did.
And said, what did you figure out?
Oh, what did I figure out?
You're like, then he said, British Commonwealth, probably South African or Australian. That's why you like the Hughes in words. And I was like, none of that makes any sense.
And that doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense.
When you say it that way, it doesn't make any sense.
I'm sitting there reading it. Like, this is the most random text message I've ever gotten in my entire life. Why is it so hot in here?
It is an absolute
roast.
It's
progressively gotten hotter as the day has gone on.
Well, let's turn this bad boy back on. And if this doesn't work, we'll turn the heat on and the heat down in the sales room because we know they're not going to be here today. No, it's not a knock on our wonderful sales department. And if you would like to buy some advertising, 264-1961.
Sure.
Isn't that the number?
I don't know. I don't call here.
Don't call that number. That's probably a doctor's office or something.
Just shoot us an email.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah. Or call the studio line here. We'll get you in touch with one of our talented professionals.
Right.
272-9228. We will take your calls, by the way, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. We'll take some requests if there's some songs you want to hear.
I was going to say, are you going to share bumper duties today?
Yeah, you got anything you want to hear?
Of course, but you hate all my music.
I do hate most of your music.
It's my anniversary. You should be nice to me.
It's your one-year anniversary. Shouldn't I be nice to you?
Yeah. You play some Roy Orbison.
I'll play some Roy. I will play a little Winter Winds, just because It's winter and windy today.
You wouldn't think it's winter in the studio. Like so seventh layer of hell.
We'll go out to Mumford & Sons Winter Winds and we'll dream of a studio that's not 83 degrees.
Is it 83?
It's hot and wet in the winter.
Great day in the morning.
Doesn't say what it means. All right, our number if you want to get in, 272-9228. Stay off the roads in all seriousness. You don't have to be Superman to do it, but there's just no reason to risk it if you don't have to.
And isn't it during a state of emergency that insurance, like, because we've been telling people this morning, insurance companies won't cover you if you're in a wreck, if there's a declared state of emergency, and they deem the roads impassable. Oh, yeah. Don't give me that face.
I don't know about all that. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Philip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and get affordable year-round swimming. Let Blue Haven help you convert to a virtually maintenance-free smart pool. It's time to go beyond just salt or chlorine. Swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today and save hundreds every month in overhead. Own your own pool. Don't let your pool own you. Visit BlueHaven.com or call 277-3100 on Facebook at Blue Haven Central AL.
Hello, Montgomery, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and the rest of the River Region. This is Baron Coleman for my friend Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting. Riley Manning is an absolute legend. He's a wizard. He is a man on a mission, and that mission is to make the River Region beautiful. For the last 48 years, Riley Manning has set himself apart as the premier painting contractor in the River Region. Riley Manning has painted thousands of homes. No job too big or too small for Riley Manning Painting. Commercial, agricultural, industrial, and residential painting. And he also does things like pressure washing your concrete, your deck, your home. He can stain or dye concrete. You have to give Riley Manning Painting a call today. 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. That's Riley Manning, Riley Manning Painting. Give him a call, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hometown traditions of cooking and barbecue. The best sweet tea in the land. Countries welcomes you. So are you hungry? Are you hungry?
Hi, I'm Mark from Country's Barbecue, and you might be a Country's Barbecue fan if you've ever heard or used the word, did you know? We use it all the time. Did you know? All of our sauces, Sweet Heat and Alabama White sauces, are homemade. Did you know 200 fresh-squeezed lemons are hand-squeezed every day to make our lemonade and, of course, our lemon meringue pie? Did you know? We smoke Boston butts over real hickory wood for hours on an open pit. Did you know every one of our pies are made from the freshest ingredients? Did you know we win best tea, period? Did you know everything we do, we work extra hard to make it extra good for you? Now you know it. Come on in and enjoy it.
Country's Barbecue.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou.
Bo, bo, bo,
saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. This was a talk show, sorry.
I mean, let him get through that part.
Will you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou?
Linda Ronstadt version, you like it?
No.
Not at all?
I like it just fine, but I love Roy Orbison.
But when people do Roy Orbison songs, it's just not the same?
It's not Roy. I mean, I appreciate it, but it's not Roy.
Greg, Linda, or Roy?
This is Greg.
No, sorry.
I'm a Roy guy.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was asking. Linda or Roy. What's on your mind, my friend?
Somebody that just blew by me on 85. I'm crawling along on 85 going north towards, I'm coming up to Eastern Boulevard. I've seen two cars on the side of the ditch. And this, as I'm getting onto the road, I'm getting tailgated by this white truck. And it's from a company called Ecolab. And on the back of the Ecolab truck is a sign that says, "How's my driving?" And I'm here to tell you, your driving sucks. Your driving sucks, Ecolab. That's how your driving is. What do you think of that?
Oh, man.
I rolled my window down and waved my arm around, getting impatient with me. Who the hell do you think you are? You stupid, stupid son of a bitch, dumb bastard.
This segment brought to you by Ecolab.
Oh, God bless it.
Our newest sponsor to News Talk 93.1 FM of WACV.
Don't let anger drive your bus, Greg.
You guys think Greg stops ranting when he leaves the studio?
No.
Look, normally I stay decomposed on the drive home. But this was the height of asininity. In conditions like this, it is a sheet of ice here.
Hey,
I'm going 20 miles an hour, and I'm trying to get to Taylor Road.
Are the roads worse or better than when you came in?
Absolutely worse.
Yeah, I would think so. Because now people are driving over them and packing that ice down, and it's...
That's pretty much, that's what I am on right now. I'm watching a car trying to exit 85 to go on the northbound boulevard. He is in the on the off-ramp, and his wheels are spinning, and he's not making much in the way of traction. Mm. In fact,
yeah.
Two cars trying to climb that. So this is what I got to figure out. How am I going to get off this thing? If I get off at Taylor Road, will I get up the hill to that light? And then if I go to Middling, where you're going downhill on the exit, will I be able to stop at the stoplight? Crazy.
Madness.
I'd rather go downhill.
Baron, I'm here to raise my offer. I said earlier that $20 bill.
Yeah.
I'll make it $25.
Well, we'll see.
Happy
we'll
hour?
See as 3 o'clock approaches where that number ends up, big boy. See if I can get you to $27.50.
Greg, I told you I would do happy hour with you.
Now Greg's saying he doesn't want to come back in.
Oh yeah.
He needs someone to push the pedals.
I was a lot more optimistic about surviving the drive back in until Mr. Ecolab was climbing up my ass on 85.
Rich sent a text that he was stopped at a stoplight, and he said, way worse than driving in this morning. Very, very dangerous. And so.
Yep. There's no snow on it now. This is pretty much packed ice. So I'm going 18, and if I can get home at this speed, I'm totally okay with that. I've got it in, four-wheel drive, so. And there's really three cars that I can see between here and the exit. Echo Lab, I'm sure, is wherever he was in a hurry to get to. Probably some urine sample that just couldn't wait.
I was actually looking up what Echo Lab is.
What is it?
Yeah, it's one of those things. You transport samples around.
Yeah.
Oh, my lands.
Well, the way he's driving, it probably crash and break something.
Gross.
They provide and protect clean water, safe food, abundant energy, and healthy environments for food, energy, healthcare, industrial, and hospitality markets.
If their driver doesn't kill you on the way to where they're providing all that great
That's
stuff.
That's a fair assessment.
I'm sure they're a fine company with a bad driver.
Well, you know, it's actually, maybe he's got a vehicle that's better in this stuff than mine. Because it's suicide to try and even drive 35 out of this thing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's that packed out.
Well, and I'll say this to people, too. If you're going to get out there, there's a happy median. You don't want to go too fast, but you don't want to go too slow either, because with the ups and the downs and the hills, you sort of have to use your momentum from the down to get up the hills. If you're only going 5 down the hill, you're not going to get up the hill. I saw several people get to the bottom of a hill on Vaughn Road and then have struggled to make it up, and it's made it dangerous for other people because they weren't going fast enough down the hill. You got to get 15 or 20 needs to be your downhill speed.
I don't even want to try hills right now. I stayed in town last night, so I only had to drive a handful of miles.
No, there's hills in Montgomery.
I stayed at the Holt Estate.
I know, but what I'm saying is, if you're making it through the river region, this isn't Iowa. I mean, you're going to run into a hill or two along the way.
Well, this morning at 4:30 when Atlanta Highway was pretty much just snowpacked with a couple of tire tracks, I was able to go 25 or 30. I didn't hit any red lights either.
Yeah, I didn't go over 20.
I got cars gaining on me. I mean, maybe screaming at another company here shortly.
Oh, no.
Could be a live accident here on the air. This guy's crawling up my butt. He won't get into the next light. Move it, you idiot. I'm not going any faster than you. I don't give a flying rat ass to be barked.
All right, I'm going to let you run. Let you
well,
deal with that.
Thank you for letting me vent.
Anytime.
I'll send you a text when I get home. Or to the
hospital. Please do. Please do.
let us know if the monetary amount increases for
an
hour.
I'm raising it to 30 now. And that's it.
Hey, we're already past the 27.50 I was aiming for, so.
Thanks, Baron.
You drive a hard bargain. We'll see you.
Bye.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Joe?
As a former transplant myself, I'm an Ohio native.
Ohio? OH, buddy, OH.
That's right. Well, I roll tide all the way.
OH.
I'm not going to finish it. My slogan for the day is pump them.
Pump them?
Pump the brakes.
Pump the brakes.
Yes. Don't slam on your brakes.
You tap the brakes.
Just pump them. Yeah. Pump them.
Yeah. And you steer into the slide, not away from the slide. You steer
into
the slide.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just a little fun
How
fact.
How about this? Stay home.
Why? That's why even get on the roads? There's
you
no
don't
point.
Have to pump brakes if you're at home. I've never pumped a brake from the courtesy of my own home. That's a true fact.
There's a hotkey of Jay saying, did you get a little tappity tap? And that's all I can think of right now. If you pump, just pump them.
Just get a little tappity tap.
Little tappity tap. Little tap the brakes.
I don't have any tappity tap, but I do have some Rich Thomas weather we need to get to. Hey, thanks for your call, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Certainly. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get into. 272-9228. We'll take a break. How about that?
It's your show.
Well, we got to get the Rich Thomas weather. It's the bottom of the hour. People are dying to know how cold it is.
I wouldn't say dying.
Well, they might
I should
be.
Hope they're not.
They're on the roads, they might be. If they're anywhere near Greg Budell, they might be.
Oh, God.
Because he's going to kill a man with his bare hands. Choke him to death. I'm in favor of that. It's the type of vigilante justice we need in this world. Drive safely, people. Especially if you're on 85. Don't tailgate anybody that might work at a radio station.
Working on the chain.
Very dangerous. We'll be back.
You know that
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Travel is not a good idea this morning. The roads are still hazardous in many areas. Now the big story becomes the cold. Single-digit wind chill factors. Windy, very cold day today with a high temperature barely up to about 33. Northwest winds 15 to 22 miles per hour make it seem colder. Tonight, the winds die down. Clear, very cold. Overnight low 18. Tomorrow, mid-40s for a high. Sunshine, low 20s again tomorrow night. Then on Friday, a little better with a high in the low 50s. Please stay off the roads. Get our weather app on your phone as well. It'll help you out during this weather situation. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to trailers, there's only one name to know in the River Region, Airport Trailer. For over four decades, Airport Trailer on the Selma Highway has been the leader in trailer sales and service. But top names, Big Tex, CM Trailers, and CM Truck Beds, any size and any style, from heavy equipment trailers to utility and landscape trailers, auto and motorcycle haulers to dump beds. Find the best at Airport Trailer. Head for Airport Trailer today for your next trailer. Visit Airport Trailer today or call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the brand new year is right on top of us.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a new year, but we still have the same great items at Tucker Pecan. You come in, you can find the Bearded Pickle Man's pickles. You can find Sprouted Flour grits. You can find mugs made in Alabama. You can find all kind of Alabama Sunshine products. You can find great items made here locally in the state of Alabama, and that's what we're all about. And the one thing at Tucker Pecan that you can always count on is the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere in the Southeast. We make them fresh daily. Come on in, try them. Greatest things you will ever try are the roasted and salted pecans. Lord, Bubba, those things are awesome.
Yes, they are.
Just come on down and see us at Tucker Pecan. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Let me just say this to close us out. If you can't find Tucker Pecan by the address, just smell.
Exactly.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Your business depends on your computer systems. They go down, you're dead. Viruses, backups, ransomware, failures. You may not know how it works, and you don't need to. Bachelor Technology does. We're a team of engineers who will keep your network monitored, safe, running fast, and backed up. We worry about your network so you don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technologies. Go to wearebt.com.
Your appliances should be powerful, and so should your savings. Come into the Home Depot and save up to 30% on appliance special buys, like a Samsung high-efficiency top-load washer and electric dryer. More room to do laundry, using less energy with all the power. Only $498 each. Just one of the ways you'll save up to 30% on appliance special buys. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through January 17th.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build.
HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey, everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson. Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The voice of Montgomery.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The best song the Clash has ever written.
It's because part of it's a cover. It's Wrong and Boyo.
It's okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, it's not anything from the Belladonna record from Stevie Nicks, but it's the freaking Clash, man. You need to expand your horizons.
I get it. The Clash are awesome. 272-9228. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. Even if it's the Clash that's playing. 272-9228. Riley Manning from RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, Baron. How you doing, buddy?
How are you doing, Riley Manning from RileyManningPainting?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there. I'd called earlier and called Emily and going to talk to her and Rich and Greg there, and right toward the end of the show. But I was out and about. I had to go to the dermatologist this morning and got over there, and they were closed over there off Taylor Road. And I thought, well, what happened? Well, yeah, I know what happened. I mean, I guess I'm one of them idiots out there on the road, but...
You're not an idiot. You've got a truck. I assume you have four-wheel drive in that truck.
Well, I do, and I got a little thing on there. I've never used it before, this RSD thing that you push a button, and it does something with the tires. I'm really not sure how it works, but I was testing it over there on one of the side roads, and I'll tell you, it's really amazing because when you got that button on, going down the hill, I heard Greg call in a while ago, like on the interstate going down the hill, it kind of locks things up where it slows everything like in slow motion. And then going up the hill, the traction is just amazing. It's that Tundra, Toyota Tundra. But it's really, I'm impressed with it. And, of course, you got to run, common sense, 20, 25 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But while I was out, I come to the shop over here on Oliver Road. There ain't nobody over here, just me.
Well, we don't mention the place that I work on the air, but...
Oh, no, I know.
But they got in touch with us this morning and said snow day. Because a lot of people that work there work outside the county, live outside. They live in Autauga County, Elmore County, Lyons County, and it's not safe to travel.
Exactly, and I don't, shouldn't be out on the roads, but I just want to call in and wish you a happy anniversary. And
thank you.
And to let Baron know, I heard him call in earlier, and I'm so glad he's back and doing well. And so I just want to, let y'all know that y'all are something else, to try to brave this stuff to come in, and it's very, very well thought of, highly, highly thought of you guys, for doing what you do. And
thank
I just want to let you know that
Riley?
Yeah, you and Baron
tugging the heartstrings there.
Well, I mean, it's, you shouldn't really be out there, and you done another rerun or whatever.
You know, I originally left my house, and I said to myself and to my wife, I'm going to drive out of the neighborhood, get a little ways down the road. If it's nasty, I'll turn around and come back. And out in Pike Road, it wasn't bad at all. I was the first person, I think, to drive in certain parts of our neighborhood, and then, man, I couldn't have been the 10th person to drive on that little stretch of Pike Road right there. Even going down Vaughn Road wasn't bad. Coming Vaughn Road all the way in past Chantilly wasn't bad. But once you got to about Taylor Road and Bell Road, where traffic really picked up and they packed it down and melted and refrozen and melted and refrozen that ice, and it was just layers and layers of ice, it's brutal. It's really. But by the time you're that, you're pot committed by that time. I mean, you're there and you're like, all right, I'm going in.
Well,
I'm not going to turn around and go back at that point.
Well, I tell you what. And you're right about that, Baron. We're doing a job out there in, on Southern Boulevard, Kentucky Fried Chicken. And a contractor there, his trailer is only about one block away from there. And wanted to know if we were going to come in. I said, no. And then he said, I can't believe the people around here just shut down the roads over a little snow. But see, there's a lot more to it than it's the ice.
Yeah, right. that's the scary factor.
Hey, Riley, we appreciate you checking in with us, my man. I got to keep moving. We look forward to hearing from you again soon. Thank you. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Rich Thomas with a fresh update.
Yeah, well, just a word about my drive home, which was one of the scariest things that I've ever been involved with in a car, as far as just very tense, a solid sheet of ice. You know, I came in at 4:30 this morning, and I went slow, but I was relatively confident. I was going through tightly packed snow. I have four-wheel drive. Traction was good. You know, I went slow. I got there. But on the way home, look, this is just ice now. This is just a sheet of ice. And little things, like you're going to make this turn on this intersection, you go sliding all over the place, and you just really, really got to be careful. Let me tell you, it's extremely dangerous. I'm not over-dramatizing. We're at 16 degrees now, the new temperature, with a wind chill of nothing, nothing outside. And we're not going to warm up much today. As a matter of fact, if we're at 16 at this hour, we'll do well to reach 30 degrees for a high temperature today. And so the roads are not going to improve much. And I'm a guy from Cleveland, Ohio. As a 16-year-old boy, I used to drive in snow and ice, never think anything of it. But boy, I've never been in a car situation like I was just in on the way home.
I'm going to give you a little update from Nome, because you were giving Nome earlier.
Right.
23 in Nome. Sunrise this morning in Nome, 11:27 a.m. Current wind chill in Nome, 11.
Okay,
and then
so,
sunset will be 4:57.
So they're still warmer than us. We have a wind chill of 0, they have a wind chill of 11.
Yeah, and our sun is out, and it's dark up there.
Well, Nome is starting to sound like a really nice place to vacation.
I was going
to
say, it's a nice place, you know. I've been to Alaska, it's not all bad.
Hey, guys, I want to let you know I'm home safely, but I want to tell everybody who is thinking about, hey, I'm going to get on the road, just stay home, okay?
Yeah, that's a great, great, great advice.
All right, see you guys later.
Appreciate
I'll talk
thanks,
to you, okay?
Rich.
David?
This is the most dedicated
I'm so sorry
person.
We made you wait for so long.
That's okay. I had to get out. I was actually, this is not why I called about the weather, but I was actually going to my store to get my computer because I could do some work at home. And Perry Hill Road from the interstate to Atlanta Highway is shut down.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
It is a solid sheet of ice. As I was going along, I noticed everybody was trying to turn around, and that's a trick on ice.
Yeah, you can't.
So I managed to get turned around. Then I managed to help get out and push a guy who's in a four-wheel drive Jeep. And he was, you know, when all four wheels are on ice, you have no traction. It didn't take but a little bit to get him going, but he just was sitting there spinning. Another little secret. If you're coming up on a red light and you're going up a hill, if there are no cars coming and it turns red, keep going. Because you stop on a hill on ice, you don't get going again. You go backwards.
You know, that's the only time I had any trouble coming in was I got stopped by that red light on Vaughn Road at the Boulevard. And it's a slight incline. I've never noticed it before.
Yeah.
But it's a slight incline if you're heading, dead west on Vaughn Road and you're coming up to the Boulevard. It I've never noticed it, but it's an incline enough that the Coleman family truckster couldn't get up that hill.
Truckster?
Yeah. You know, it's whatever it is.
You totally switch cars at inopportune times.
If I could have kept the Jeep for another month.
If you would have had White Lightning, you'd have been fine.
Yeah. But anyway.
Well, I ended up turning around and coming on back home. It's too dangerous to drive, and I'm an idiot anyway. So. But the reason I called, I got pulled again last night.
Oh.
Twice in a week?
Yeah. And this one was obvious. It was obviously a push-pull for Kay Ivey. It was so ridiculous. Even the poster, I said, that's a stupid question. He said, yeah, isn't it?
Someone's getting a new polling company.
Yeah. Well, I asked him who the company was. He said, oh, I don't know. But he asked about... first he asked if you're a Republican, going to vote in the Republican primary and everything. Then he asked about the candidates, and the only two I knew were anything about was Kay Ivey and Tommy Battle. There are a couple other names I'd heard, but I really didn't know anything about them. But then he went on to ask me about 20 questions about Kay Ivey, and the questions would be, if you were told that Kay Ivey, when she became Secretary of State, took over the prepaid college tuition fund that was already going broke and managed to get everybody all their money back, would that you support her better? Yeah.
That's one way to put that.
Yeah. I said, well, I don't know that exactly happened that way.
Yeah, I don't know that that's what happened either.
and a number of the questions, and they were all, he had two supposedly negative questions on Kay Ivey, about 18 telling, if she was told that she grew up on a family farm and wherever, would you support her more? If you were told that she goes to First Baptist Church and is a devout Christian and a very conservative lady, would you support her more? All these questions. Then I went through those. Then they got to Tommy Battle, and they said, if you were told that Tommy Battle, has created 20,000 jobs in Huntsville, they asked two nice questions about him. Then they got negative on him. If you were told he did this, if you were told he did that, that's when I said, wait a moment, this is just too silly. I'm not even going to take this phone anymore. He said, you got to laugh. He said, I don't blame you. It was just a horrible poll.
Well, I understand why they're doing that. They're looking for all the attack pieces. And, since she's covering her bases. So.
Yep.
It's an interesting framing of that PACT issue, though, that she, the prepaid affordable college tuition program that she bankrupted, to say it was already going bankrupt and she gave everyone their money back.
She said she managed to get everybody all their money back.
Yeah.
Okay. Positive spin.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it would have been. All right. Well, y'all have a fun snow day.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
Right. Yeah, it's a snow day. A beautiful snow day. What did Rich say just a minute ago? 16 degrees outside?
Yeah.
Oh, Gal died. Did you guys mention that?
Are you serious? Yes, what? Of course we did.
Well.
You've been in a fever dream for the last 5 days.
I don't know.
Yeah,
she was a good yodeler.
Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries. She had had some health issues, and they still, I don't believe they've released the cause of death, but they had to cancel a tour. I want to say it was last year because it was painful for her just to wear her guitar, and she had to stop playing guitar. Something about a bulging disc in her back or something, and she's a little girl, too. But a very fierce voice and a voice that really stood out in a lot of male-dominated bands.
Oh, at the time they hit in the alt-rock stuff, the fact that they were able to do it, I don't know. I thought they were great.
She's amazing.
Everybody I knew liked the Cranberries.
Yeah.
Nobody didn't like the Cranberries.
Seems like I got into an argument with somebody about the Cranberries once.
No.
And see, I've forgotten because that person and I aren't friends anymore. Oh,
I know something about Mobile you don't.
That's crap.
The guy who used to manage the Cranberries.
Who?
Lives in Mobile, Alabama.
Who?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, nice little sassy head bob there, Baron.
Name's John.
So glad that you're feeling better.
Name's John Gray. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady.
Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're Montgomery, Alabama, the place where the bus boycott gave birth to the civil rights movement. Did you know we are also a high-tech hub for education, on the cutting edge of the nation's cyber defense, and home to one of the few internet exchanges in the Southeast? Great shopping, fine dining, a symphony orchestra, one of the largest Shakespearean theaters in the world, and 90 city parks. The capital of dreams. Proud of our past, poised for the future.
Visit DreamMontgomery.com today.
No other vehicle quite matches the safety and confidence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE, so we're comparing it to a quarterback. A quarterback's offensive line protects him from every angle. The GLE has radar systems and ultrasonic sensors for complete coverage. A quarterback can get penalized for delaying the game. If you delay, you'll miss this great offer. There's never been a better time to experience the security and intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE. Lease the 2018 GLE 350 for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,223 due at signing. Test drive one today. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through January 31st, 2018. Some equipment described as optional. See operator's manual for additional information and warnings. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 227 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or call 334-277-5700.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Every Guardian loan begins with a story.
Remember when we had our third kid and Guardian Credit Union financed our minivan?
You know, that was the same year they helped us get a bigger house. I so love my walk-in closet.
You mean our walk-in closet.
And now, our youngest is getting married and is planning a wedding.
Thank goodness for that home equity line of credit.
Guardian has always been there for us.
They're more than just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian.
Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912757.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Left in the 9 o'clock hour, a good time to remind you this hour of the program is brought to you by a very closed Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's Wind Down Wednesday.
Wind Down Wednesday will have to wait until next Wednesday.
When am I going to get that Chardonnay? People have lied to me. They told me yesterday that MPK was going to be open. I'm having a meltdown.
The roads are impassable.
I don't
but it's wine, Baron, and it's half price.
I don't know where to get that wine.
Come on, man.
I don't know where to get that Chardonnay.
I don't think they sell that at any retail establishment. It's the only, you know, Chardonnay's like that. You'll find it one place and you can't go find it anywhere.
I'm having a complete and utter meltdown right now.
But they are generous sponsors of hour number one of this broadcast every day. Just don't try to eat there today.
You know, they may have that wine at Mosley's store.
They might.
But I'm going to tell you how treacherous it is. Mosley's is closed.
Is it really?
It was this morning.
Had you left before you came here?
Yeah.
Where you'd been out already doing service call?
Mm-hmm.
It's bad out.
Yeah, it's...
I've never seen it like that here.
Yeah, it's not good.
I mean, you've lived here longer than I have. I've never seen it like this here.
No, I can't remember the 93 snowstorm.
84, by the way.
Well, if you'll let me finish a sentence instead of interrupting.
Have you met me?
Yeah. I was living in Auburn at the time. I was in school up there, so I don't know what it was like down here. And we just didn't do anything, but it warmed up, you know, the next day. And so things just kind of melted and went away. The temperature didn't stay as low after the snow.
I got an update directly from the mayor's office. I want to get to that right now. Griff from the city of Montgomery. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Doing well. We're running a skeleton crew here. You texted me this morning and said, give me a number for the Blue Water so I can get the information on all the stations. And I said, well, if you don't call the News Talk station, you're not going to get anybody. Because
that's right.
This is
that's
the only
right.
phone that's manned all day today. Is the one sitting to my left here. What's going on the roads?
Well, we just want to remind everyone to please stay off the roads until further notice. Most roads are impassable. I mean, even some of our crews were having difficulty traversing them. Doesn't matter whether or not your truck has a Hemi, stay off the road. Because if not, you know, you could get in an accident, tie up first responders even more than they're tied up now. So just remember that. Also, the Morgan Branch Library downtown is open as a warming center all day today. Anyone needs it, you can go there, hang out, read a book, whatever.
The Morgan Branch Library. Is this the one around the corner from Baldwin?
That's it.
Okay, that's good. That's a good service you guys provide there. All right, so A, stay off the roads. And let me tell you, you're right, your people are having trouble getting around, because I saw a police officer on Vaughn and Perry Hill Road trying to make that right. He had a heck of a time getting onto Perry Hill Road.
Yeah.
It's not for the faint of heart out there, I'm telling you. It's just not for the faint of heart.
So. Yeah, and another thing, Baron, if folks want to follow on Twitter, I know that Christy has a great account. That's our director of EMA, and she keeps it pretty up to date. I would just search Christy Thornton on your Twitter account. Also, the city has an account. We keep that up to date, and so that's where we're getting out a lot of our information. Garbage will resume tomorrow, at least we're planning. And if you have a regular Tuesday route, we're going to work it tomorrow. So make sure you put the garbage out there. Otherwise, we'll update you all online with all that stuff.
Hey, yeah, feel free to call. Give us updates anytime. This is helpful.
Absolutely, man. Well, yes, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.
And I echo that. Stay off the roads, even though we're stupid enough to come up here today.
Yeah, we're not stupid.
No, we're... Well, I was.
You don't go here, so
you were out working anyway. So,
well, it's really getting bad. Coming in, let's see, from the Hopewell exit to the southern bypass.